is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where federal government departments and agencies are bracing for an order to start making substantial reductions in their workforces.
CBS News has confirmed that the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management are set to issue a memo telling federal agencies to prepare for large-scale layoffs. The memo is expected to ask agencies to submit reorganization plans by mid-March in anticipation of the broad staffing cuts. The directive was first reported by CNN. Carissa Lawson, CBS News.
About 1,000 people have already been laid off at the National Institutes of Health campus in Bethesda, Maryland.
This NIH employee affected by cuts says their work drives research on
cancer treatments, chronic pain, addiction, Alzheimer's.
The Trump administration wants a 15% rate cap on what it calls overhead. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The Vatican just said that Pope Francis had a peaceful night. CDC has disappointing news about the flu vaccine this year, as CBS News correspondent Matt Piper reports.
This year's flu vaccine was no match for this flu season, with nearly 1 million people going to the hospital since October. In about half the cases the CDC is tracking with the H3N2 strain of the virus, the vaccine did not work. Doctors say most people have pre-existing immunity to the flu, which can result in different immune responses. They say the H3N2 strain typically has a worse impact on older adults with more hospitalizations.
Tense moments on board a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport. It had to maneuver up and out of the way as a smaller business jet was crossing the runway. The FAA says it had no authorization to be there. CBS's Chris Van Cleve notes the flight from Omaha safely landed after the unexpected go-around.
These types of runway incursions are very rare, but they do occur and will be treated similar to how an actual collision would be investigated, as investigators will look to talk to the pilots and piece together why this incident happened.
Blue Origin launched its 10th space tourism flight Tuesday from Western Texas. Six people on the new Shepard rocket traveled to the edge of space and made it back safely. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says space tourism won't really take off until the sky-high prices come down to Earth.
It's going to be a long time before these sorts of flights become affordable to the average person. You know, tickets on a new Shepard are thought to go, you know, anywhere from $400,000 on up per ride, and the ride is just 10 minutes long.
President Trump says the U.S. will start selling a new type of residency permit for wealthy people. It will sell for $5 million. The president said, "You have a green card? This is a gold card." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
With spring on the way, it's time to look for invasive vines and plants. WCAV reporter Pim Dyer visited a local conservation area in southwestern Virginia.
This week is National Invasive Species Awareness Week, and the Rivanna Conservation Alliance and the Blue Ridge Prism say some of these plants can pose a danger, not only to the environment, but our economy as well.
These invasive vines are really detrimental to the health of our local environment because they grow in a way that disrupts the natural order.
Bailey Pleasant is talking about plants that aren't from this area. Left unchecked, they can literally wipe out a forest.
Apple shareholders rejected an attempt to pressure the company into joining President Trump's push to scrub corporate programs designed to diversify its workforce. A conservative think tank was urging Apple to follow other high-profile companies which are pulling back diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase, and so will our rain chances overnight. There may even be a few snowflakes mixing in as well. Lows in the lower 30s, a southeast breeze. Early rain ends, then mostly cloudy, with afternoon highs topping out in the middle 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
eyes sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away. Now, go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye, bye. Bye, bye.
Thank you. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come and get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life will be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
I tried. It's a solid face.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. To let you know, I can really shake them down.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where Republicans in the House just barely passed a budget resolution of $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts last night. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns now on the long road ahead.
This is the first step in passing Trump's priorities through Congress. But as difficult as it was, it is just the first hurdle. This is just a blueprint outlining what Congress wants to cut and spend. And now various committees have to go through the process of filling it out with actual policy. And that will have to survive another vote.
The Trump administration is preparing an order mandating substantial cuts in the federal workforce.
CBS News has confirmed that large-scale firings are expected soon at federal agencies. As reported by CNN, the Office of Management and Budget, along with the Office of Personnel Management, will issue a soon-to-be-released memo to tell agencies to submit reorganization plans.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. Ukraine and the U.S. have reached an economic deal, including U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. President Trump.
It could be a $1 trillion deal, it could be whatever, but it's rare earths and other things. And look, we're spending